Well, all my constituents said they don't want me to vote for it, but I voted for it anyway. You just told your bosses that you didn't want to listen to them.
Yeah.
You're toast, guys.
That's happened throughout the Democrat Party side of this. I mean, but, you know, your call is illustrative that this is effervescent. There is a bubbling up out there.
Russian.
I was asked about Sarah Palin a moment ago. I think, you know, Sarah Palin, average, normal person. You can see her at anybody's house having dinner, and the more people attack her, the more they are attacking middle-class, average, ordinary, everyday people. And I think there's a line that's already been crossed with her. You watch her book sales. You watch. The people are going to be stunned over that. They're trying to harm her book sales. They're trying to make sure she's perceived as a joke. And she keeps out there plugging. And you know, I don't know if she's going to be at this thing tomorrow. Or haven't
I'll tell
heard.
You what. You know who else you better watch is Michelle Bachmann. She's going to be well into the next speakership.
You know, that's another. And there's another one, Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. Now, I find this. I'm very proud. I want everybody to listen to me. I am very, very proud here that three of the most vocal, principled, action-oriented, not standing down but standing up to all of this onslaught in our party are women. Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, who is helping to organize this thing tomorrow, Marsha Blackburn, and there are others.